Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Good morning, everyone. It's November 26th, and I have to say, the Monday after Thanksgiving weekend. Is anybody besides me still full from turkey? That's what I want to know to our listeners this morning. But hey, that's another whole subject. So I want to welcome everyone listening in. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host this morning. With us today is our leading lady, Courtney Tuggle, who is a long-term sales representative and payroll consultant from Paychex. I know many of you might know that company, a little company, national firm, but she is our leading lady today. And Courtney, are you with us this morning?
I am, Michelle. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're totally, absolutely my pleasure. And I have to ask you the question that's burning in all of our minds this morning. Have you had enough of turkey? Are you full up on turkey from Thanksgiving?
I am completely full of turkey and pie.
And pie. That goes with it, doesn't it? Turkey, stuffing, and pie. There's a song about pie, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not, but at any rate, we digress, correct? Because today I want to tell everybody what our topic is, which I, you know, get excited about some of our topics because, you know, when you peel an onion among all of us businesswomen, there's just a lot of stories there. And the one that I have seen you kind of like metamorph into is how you've branded yourself by working at Paychex. And so our topic this morning is branding you when you work for someone else in business. Because as we all know, if you own your own business, it's all about, you know, everything is about the brand. It's like, you know, your look, your identity, your reputation. But, you know, a lot of people don't really talk about the idea of how, at least with you, I mean, we're going to step into a little dangerous territory, and that is payroll is so fun, right, Courtney? I mean, payroll is just a fun business.
It keeps people on the edge of their seat, absolutely.
Well, we were talking before the show, and I know I wanted to ask you this, but you have a tagline, correct, for being in payroll? What is your tagline, and what's the story behind it?
I do. My tagline is, payroll doesn't sell itself, people. So that's what I like to say when people are making fun of how maybe not exciting my industry is. So that's usually my comeback.
I love how you've made it interesting, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. So before we get to the meat of everything, I know that you were saying you read an article in a magazine, and it's like it really was befitting, if I can say that, of you and payroll. Do you want to share the story? Because that will be a great kickoff for us this morning.
Absolutely. So when I was relaxing over this long holiday weekend, I had the chance to look at my favorite People magazines and Us Weekly magazines. And there happened to be a little interview with Will Ferrell, who I adore. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions to Will was, if you weren't an actor, what job might you want? And his response made me laugh out loud and then read this to all the girls I was sitting with. He said, well, it's hard to decide. I probably want something in payroll services for the excitement, of course. And that probably sums up my world and the perception that people have of my world.
Totally. And it's like for Will Ferrell to say that, we know that it was like deadpan, you know, payroll services would be my second choice. I just kind of cracked up because really, I mean, payroll is not, it's not exciting, correct?
Well, exactly. Yes. It doesn't keep you on the edge of your seat, but as I've learned over the past 10 years of my career, if you're a business owner and there's a payroll issue, it will keep you up at night. So that's one of the things that I think is a good thing and helps me consult with people and put their mind at ease, you know, in that way to know that I can help.
I love that. And I know you've been long-term at Paychex, and I want to ask you about your background and how you got into payroll. But, you know, I laugh because there was a point in my banking career, it's like where I realized, I mean, it wasn't when I was in banking. This is the sad part. I'm going to ask you this. Is there was a point out when I got out of banking that I realized how much it's like for the people that I worked with as far as my clients in banking and commercial banking, they didn't buy the bank. They bought me. And I think there was a reality point for you when you finally realized, which is why we're talking about branding you, when you realize people are not buying their payroll service because of Paychex, they're buying it because of you. I mean, do you kind of recall when that moment was and how, you know, for me it was like the heavens opened and the angels sang, kind of went, oh my God, why didn't I get this before when I was in banking? And don't even get me started on bankers who talk about, you know, that they've got a $50 million deposit branch or they've been around since, you know, the dark ages. And you're like, who cares? So when was the reality for you that you realized that, oh, my gosh, it's like people are buying me, not Paychex? Any thoughts?
No. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, honestly, I mean, like I said, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I think it was probably a couple of years ago when I realized that exactly. I mean, by this time, people have either sold a business and started a new one or have, you know, gone the full cycle, referred me to a friend, to their sister, to whoever, and especially, you know, when people in the accounting community refer me to their people in their family. At that point, I knew, you know, they trust what I'm going to do for them. And I don't know, I mean, I can't remember if you and I have talked about this, but, you know, for me, I always tell people, you know, granted, there are definitely a lot of payroll providers, but in my opinion, Paychex has the best game in town. So it's kind of twofold. It's not only what I'm able to do for my customers and clients, but the fact that I believe so strongly in the way that Paychex runs their business, executes the business plan, that I'm able to sell something that I believe in. And so I think it's, you know, it's got two different facets there. I believe in the product and what we do, and then obviously I care tremendously about my clients and giving the service that I would want to receive.
Boy, I mean, that hits both marks. I think that's pretty cool. So I got to ask you, because you and I are both Midwest girls. Yay, we're from the Midwest. I know that was when I had me at Hello at Midwest. Tell us a little bit, how the heck did you get into payroll? I'm kind of curious about your Cliff Notes version of development, because you've been with Paychex quite a while. I mean, you said 10 years? That's long term.
10 years.
Girl.
I know, especially in my industry where it seems like, you know, if you're there 2 years, people are excited. And now it's funny because if I happen to, you know, go call on whether it's banks or accounting firms and I'll have someone new that I'm training, it's a little bit funny to see the look on people's faces, and they'll think that I'm bringing by my replacement, and they'll get a little bit panicky. So that it's not funny to watch, but, you know, obviously it makes me feel good that they want me to continue to call on them, because, you know, 10 years ago, that wasn't the case. I could barely get in the door, you know, without someone shooing me out of the, you know, out of the waiting room. So it's funny to watch that. But,
and I got to ask you, as somebody in sales, I know I went down, I'm interrupting you, I'm so sorry, but I got to ask you, is anybody in sales, have you ever been kicked out of a building before on sales calls? Because I have. It's not fun.
Well, I have, but I didn't quite realize this was happening because it was very early in my sales career, probably like day three in outside sales, because sales isn't my background. And I was out just practicing, and my manager told me to go make some cold calls, which meant going door to door. And it was down in a very industrial part of San Diego in Sereno Valley. And I kept seeing these signs everywhere that I would walk in that said no soliciting. And at the time, I had no idea what that meant. And, I knew what it meant, but I didn't realize that it applied to me. And
of course.
I just remember walking into a machine shop, and there's this grumpy old man, and he said, you know, can't you read the sign on my door? It says no soliciting. And I just literally remember being, I guess, naive and shocked and looking at him and saying, well, I thought that meant for people that didn't have something that you might need, like a door-to-door salesman or something like that. And I meant it in all seriousness, you know, that I didn't put myself in that class, certainly. And so that was the one time I would say I got, you know, was asked to leave but didn't realize it, so.
Oh, how funny. That's really cute. I mean, and that was just off the cuff, huh, where it's like you just said, except for me.
Right, exactly. So maybe that's part of my Midwest background that I'm a little bit naive in that way, which I guess has served me well.
No, that works. I mean, naivete, that works. All right, so back to my original question. How the heck did you get into payroll? I mean, what's the story there? It's like, did they woo you? Did they solicit you to bring you into the world of payroll at Paychex?
Well, yes and no. I had a good friend. I was doing something completely different. I was working in engineering, actually, as a project manager, and a good friend of mine worked for Paychex and said that, you know, she thought I'd be great for this job. And I have no idea what she was talking about, but I gave her my resume to give to her boss. And it was back in the time when not everyone had a computer. And I just remember looking up Paychex online. However, I had misspelled it, and instead of C-H-E-X, I put C-H-E-C-K-S.com.
Which is, by the way, the correct way to spell Paychex, but that's all right.
Right, clearly, because I didn't have any brand awareness of my Paychex then. And I go down for my first interview all excited, and I pull into the parking lot, and I look on the side of the building, and I think to myself, uh-oh. I spelled it differently than is on the side of the building. I might have researched the wrong company. And so I figured I would just play it by ear, see how it went. And I walked in and met my manager that I currently still have and have had for the past 10 years. Probably the second question out of the gate was, what do you know about Paychex? And so I said, honestly, I know absolutely nothing other than you do payroll and human resources because I Googled the wrong company. And so at that point, he liked the fact that I just told him the truth and I didn't play it off. And you know, we went from there. So
did you tell him that you looked up P-A-Y-C-H-E-K-S?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how funny.
Of course. I told him I spelled it wrong and I looked up the wrong company. And so then he looked it up, and while I was sitting there, he's like, yeah, you are not going to have any clue about us, really. So
Paychex, that's cute. Well, and you've been there 10 years, so I'm kind of curious, you know, can you share, because one of the things I'm looking for is, you know, if you have to kind of sum up, you know, when you first started out, and especially the process of sales, and since our topic is on branding, it's like when you first started out, obviously I'm assuming you were trying to sell Paychex, and now it's like, how is it different for you now, thinking that your focus has been on branding you, you know, and building that relationship as opposed to trying to just sell Paychex? I mean, is there a different mindset when you kind of like think over the last 10 years, and how is that different?
Well, absolutely. And I mean, I have to say I was very fortunate to have a wonderful mentor who you know, my dear friend, Tom Riley. And
hi, Tom, wherever you are.
From the moment I started, he took me aside and really, you know, because I started as what they called an associate sales rep, meaning I clearly was not prepared to have a territory of my own. So it's kind of, you get to, fortunately, you have a little bit of a learning curve before they completely set you free. But I worked closely with Tom, and from the start, you know, he was very adamant about making sure that I understood that this is, granted, you know, it's a quick turnover, but you have to build relationships in order to make it a career. And so, you know, that's really, in the beginning, I focused on making it, since I didn't have any referral sources, meaning any current clients to call on of my own, or accounting firms or banks, which where we typically get a lot of our referrals, you know, I actually instead, since I worked for a team of about 10 sales reps, since I was their assistant, I focused on building relationships with them so that they would give me the good leads to follow up on instead of me just telemarketing all day. And yeah. So I think that's one of the the big things that I learned is, you know, and so then, you know, as the six, you know, the 1 month turned into 6 months, I was getting what we'd call more of the gravy leads, you know, something, oh, hey, I don't have time to follow up on this, but it should be a sale, instead of, hey, go chase down this random person that I stopped by one time and have a card from, you know? So that's, I think, played a huge role in the success I've had.
And I know we mentioned, we both know Tom, but it's like, I mean, he got it. And it's, I think, you know, there's an it factor to somebody in sales and business development when, like for you, it's like, I don't ever feel like, and I've interacted with a lot of people that are your clients over the years because we've known each other a while. And I always laugh because it's like, really, nobody ever says Courtney's selling payroll. It's just people talk about your personality. They talk about your integrity. They talk you up. And I think that is very important when you look at, you know, those of us trying to build a sales organization. And for you working for somebody else, boy, it's like you have a real positive reputation, Courtney. So kudos to you on that one, because I think you're doing the right things. Let me shift gears for a second. And I want to kind of ask you, it's like, what are maybe a couple of, and I know we're sticking on branding, because I really want to know, when did you decide this was going to be a way, you know, for you to kind of go the process of, you brought it up before, branding you. I mean, I've seen some of your cute water glasses that you now have that have your name on them. You know, paychecks is smaller. Courtney Tuggle is the important part. You've talked about doing a website. Not sure if you have a website up. But what are some of the things that you went through in trying to decide to brand you as a senior payroll consultant at Paychecks? I mean, what are some of the things that you've come up with as ideas and how you're going to set yourself apart? And some of it you've done, I know.
Well, you know, it's tricky because obviously the way that we as sales reps are compensated is you have to have people ask specifically for you, Courtney Tuggle, you know, if they happen to call in or now go online, et cetera, you know, and you know, it's pretty easy to find our website, but if they don't say I was referred by Courtney Tuggle or the CPA that I work with works with Courtney Tuggle, that whole thing, then it can just go to whoever, you know, whatever zip code is associated with what they happen to type in or say. And so knowing that, I've been very adamant, and you know, it's been a little bit tricky, or not tricky, but I guess out of my comfort zone, to make sure I reiterate to people, hey, that's great that you're going to send them to Paychecks, but make sure they say Courtney Tuggle at Paychecks. And so in order to kind of keep that idea fresh, that's, you know, I that's what I've really tried to do with making my name or Courtney Tuggle or that sort of thing. Anytime I give a leave behind or drop off information or send out my newsletter, I make sure that it says my name and cell phone number right off the top instead of just Paychecks, because if not, you know, I'll be missing out on a lot of business. And then I think to myself, well, and selfishly, the people that may use Paychecks are going to be missing out on the level of service that I provide. So,
and was it out of frustration that you decided to kind of do that, or was it?
Frustration, you know, and, you know, the fact that after a while, many of my, you know, whether it be clients or people that I call on, you know, let me know that the reason they sent someone to Paychecks was because of me. So I thought, well, I've got to capitalize on this, you know, and make sure, like, you know, like we said, that I'm delivering what they're expecting. So,
and I love that. I mean, what are some other things you've done that you feel are really central to, you know, branding yourself? I mean, that's great that you, I mean, I've seen your phone number, and I don't know if does Paychecks have like rules on you. I mean, that's your cell phone, correct? So it's not affiliated with Paychecks at all.
It's a company cell phone. So
it is. Oh.
Right. So, but it's funny because I had to, when I first got a company cell phone, it was an 858 area code. And it was funny because I, not only do I cover a lot of the North County, but I also cover Imperial County out, you know, by the Arizona border and border to Mexico. And so that area code out there as well is 760. And many of my clients and folks that I worked with did not enjoy the fact that I had an 858 number. So it was so funny. It was such a small thing, but it made a big difference when I requested to get, you know, to have back a 760 area code. So,
interesting. No, yeah, that's a really key point because people, I mean, especially small businesses, probably want to know that you're local and you're in their area, not, you know, somebody out in, you know, Boondockville or major metropolitan USA.
Exactly. They want to know that I'm in their area code, and especially in the El Centro and Imperial Valley area, having the 760 area code is very important. So that's one thing I learned, you know, making people feel like you're with them, you're a part of them. And so, and I think, too, the fact that I grew up in a small town where everybody knows everyone, or, you know, in your reputation, it's all you have. And so that's one of the other key things that I think I've brought to, you know, my brand, is that people know when they see my name, they know what they're going to get. I mean, they know paychecks because it's a solid national brand, but on a, you know, on a higher level, I guess, they know the service that they're going to get from me. So,
do you ever, I got a question, because, you know, small business owners don't do this as well as they should, and I'm kind of curious from your perspective as a sales consultant, do you collect testimonials from clients? I mean, do you capture them and use them?
I do, you know, more often what I found, because I used to try to keep a book of testimonials or this, that, and the other thing, and, you know, people don't entirely want to thumb through them, but I keep a little, too. If someone sends me a very nice email or, you know, thanking me for going above and beyond, that sort of thing, I have a file for that, but I also have an ongoing Excel spreadsheet of different clients that I know would be okay with me, you know, whether they converted from, you know, one of my competitors, or however they, you know, came to be my client and they've had a very positive experience, or I know they wouldn't be bothered if I asked them, you know, if the client considering using me could reach out to them. And that seems to be a little bit more effective than just having, you know, blank testimonial letters, or, you know, if they can, as they say, hey, X, Y, and Z had the same experience as you, they had the same concerns, why don't you give her a call or him a call, and you know, you can get it from someone else's perspective, not mine.
Well, and I'm curious, how do you, you know, because that's great. I mean, I think, you know, more and more people, I'm a believer. It's like, I like in business. When people say, hey, you know, why should I do business with you? It's like one of my favorite responses. And it took me a while to get here, but as always, it's like, you know, I could tell you why I think I'm great, but why should I tell you? It's like, here's what my clients say. And it's like, you know, it's not an arrogant thing. It's just that, you know, when you talk in terms of what I call third-party speak, it's like, it's so much easier to sell yourself. And you go, here's what people say. It's like, I can tell you why I'm great, but, you know, here's what other people say. And that seems to be a bigger selling point. I think more and more people should use testimonials because it's like, it's a major selling point. So just curious on that. Well, and okay, let's get into something that I think, you know, we've had conversations on, but it's on my list of questions for you, but it's like one thing, it's like, I want you to explain it. It's a touchy subject. It's on, you know, kind of the reputation, you know, of a payroll company. So you go into clients all the time, or potential clients, and it's like, you know, I find this in business. Some people, it's like based on reputation, especially working for an organization, you walk in, they're like, oh, wonderful, paychecks, great reputation. You walk in, oh, man, I've heard about paychecks, no way, no, I'm not doing any business with it. How do you deal with the, when you walk in, if somebody doesn't, you know, they've heard stories, or it's like, you know, everybody has experiences, both good and not so great, in working with an organization, you know, and if you're going to build an organization, you're going to have both the good and maybe the responses that people say are not where people have, you know, where their experience hasn't hit the mark. How do you deal with that when you, the challenge of somebody saying, based on the reputation, that it's not so positive for you selling your services? Do you? I mean, do you even deal with it, or do you want to?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely, because I just had this situation probably 2 weeks ago, and fortunately, when I'd gone in, you know, that they had used paychecks in the past, and it had been an unpleasant experience, so I had to ask right off the bat, well, if it was so unpleasant, you know, why did you agree to meet with someone from Paychex? because I, mm-hmm. you know, I really had to set the baseline and figure out what we were trying to accomplish, whether I needed to do customer service if they were still upset from something 5 years ago, or, you know, what was going on, so we were on the same page. And at this point, this company just knew that they needed to go back to a large, they just felt more comfortable with a nationwide company because of a couple experiences they'd had on a local level. And, you know, it kind of boils down to what I call the Coke and Pepsi of payroll, you know, ADP and paychecks.
That's good. Coke and Pepsi, got it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it is. And so, you know, and as we got to talking, it was pretty easy to understand. You know, I just was very straightforward and said, what happened that you didn't like? And, you know, because I had to get all those frustrations out from her so that maybe that we could move forward. And, of course, you know, I had to apologize for things that had happened and explain how some of our, you know, our functions with internal functions had changed, because we've heard that from, you know, other customers as well, or, you know, clients that we've had in the past. And, you know, in the end of the day, I explained to her, hopefully, you know, I could guarantee she'd have a different experience, a better experience dealing with me, because I'm local, because I pay attention to my clients. And, you know, I try to tell them, well, my other motto is, if it's a 411 issue, you know, please get with your specialist. You know, for example, I need to change someone's last name or X, Y, and Z. If it's a 911 issue, call my cell phone, meaning I didn't get my payroll checks, you know, or something of that magnitude. That's what, you know, the beauty of having me. And then as towards the end of the conversation, as it turned out, that she let me know that they were looking for a new CPA, and I highly recommended two that happened to be in the building where her business is, and both of them reached out to her. And, you know, it was kind of a way to, I guess, show the connection and what she could expect for her business, you know, for me as a resource if she chose to move forward with paychecks. And then, you know, one thing that I do a lot that, I mean, I know in many other industries it's very popular, but maybe not so much in payroll, but I, you know, send a handwritten thank you card after I go on an appointment. So
nobody does that, you know, anymore. Seriously, that just doesn't happen.
I mean, it's not an email. It's, you know, it's a handwritten thank you so much for your time and consideration, because, you know, she took an hour out of her day to hear about paychecks and what we had to offer. So, you know, especially this time of year, I try to just let people know how much I appreciate their time and the consideration for looking at paychecks and me as a solution.
Well, this is a great segue, because it's like, you know, I mean, this is a time of year, I know that's time when people reevaluate everything in their business. So, you know, for people, and then you might have questions, Courtney, but it's like, you know, if people want to reach you, do you mind sharing your email or phone number, and we'll put that on here. And so if anybody wants to reach out to you and ask about payroll, that would be wonderful. But what's your contact information, if you don't mind sharing?
The best way to reach me is my cell phone, which is 760-331-8644. And then I think I'll be able to forward you, but like we were talking about my kind of setting up Courtney Tuggle's brand, I now have at the bottom of my signature line, I have a button to my LinkedIn profile that instead of the company website, so that you can see a little bit about me. And there are some actual client testimonials on my LinkedIn page, so that you know, potential clients can see what I've done for other people that may be in their position.
No, that's cool. And I do have the link to your LinkedIn page on the radio write-up. So if any of our listeners would like to contact Courtney, it's like, I'm sure she'd love a LinkedIn request to contact
Absolutely.
Her, which is great.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you kind of one final question, because I really,
sure.
You know, you brought up a couple of things, and I know we're on a short window here because we're almost done, if you can believe it. And that is, you know, if you feel like, what are the one or two things that you feel you've done that have been absolutely phenomenal, you know, to your results? and success in business, what would that be? I mean, you brought up a couple of things, but the two top things, and I want you to think in terms of working for somebody else to close sales, because, you know, you've been there long term, you've done very well. I hear great things about you in the business community. So what would those two things be that you might share with our listeners?
As far as what I've done on a personal level to grow my business or set myself apart, is that?
What are the things, if you had to say these are the two things that really have helped me be successful, what would that be in business?
You know, the as trite as it may sound, but it's whoever it is, treat them how you would want to be treated. If you want a phone call returned, you've got to return a phone call. That, you know, that sort of thing, just showing your appreciation. And I think the most important thing is that even if it's something I don't want to do or a phone call I don't want to make, I always follow up with people to make sure that the situation has been handled appropriately or, you know, they're getting the service that they've expected. So in that way, I can confidently say that I know I've gone above and beyond because I do that no matter what, good or bad.
Do you feel like that's from your Midwest upbringing, so like to other people as you like? Seriously, that, I mean, it is trite, but it's like, you know what? I don't think, and I'm saying this and I'm sitting here and hearing what you say and going, yeah, I need to remember that more. I mean, because really, that at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is treating people with respect. Absolutely.
And my mom was a small business owner, and I watched her do that. You know, she first started her business out of our basement, and that was what she lived by. And I remember hearing her make those tough phone calls, and I could see her cringing, you know, in her face, but she did it, and she made the great phone calls too. So that's what I think would be my best piece of advice.
I love it. And are there any other final thoughts before we wrap up here? Because you've been wonderful. I can't thank you enough for being on the show today. So any final thoughts on branding you, payroll, anything else?
I think you've covered it all.
It's good stuff. I know, but I just thank you again. So to all of our listeners, I'm going to wrap up here because we're on the downhill slide. I want to say thank you, Courtney, thank you for sharing such great ideas today. And to our listeners who are listening in, I appreciate your loyalty. Our membership and our loyalty of listeners is growing all across the USA. That's our show for today. We'll be back again next Monday with Women Leading the Way Radio. And I want to say it's been my pleasure to be your host, and we'll catch you again at 9 a.m. next Monday. Have a great week.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.